This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. The jury is deliberating this hour in the reckless manslaughter charge against an Aurora police officer for his role in the death of Elijah McClain. The trial began a little over 2 weeks ago and closed this morning. Nathan Woodyard stopped McClain in 2019 and forcibly placed the unarmed 23-year-old in a carotid hold. The state says Woodyard ignored protocols and left McClain in a deteriorating condition. The defense says the ketamine that paramedics gave him is the only thing that killed McClain. A coalition of environmental groups says it's time for Xcel Energy to leave the American Gas Association. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
The interest group represents natural gas utilities across the country. In the last few years, it's battled state and local efforts to cut climate warming emissions by trying to get people to ditch gas for all-electric heating and cooking. Xcel Energy is a longtime member. Climate groups say that support undercuts the company's commitment to clean energy. They now want the company to drop its membership altogether. Eversource, the largest utility in Massachusetts, took that step earlier this year. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Spirit Airlines says it's discontinuing flights from DIA. The budget carrier will stop operating out of Denver effective January 9th, according to a statement from the airline. Spirit says problems with a major engine manufacturer and lackluster interest in its routes through DIA are behind the decision. And CDOT is warning drivers on eastbound I-70 to watch out for extreme sun glare at Floyd Hill. The agency says early morning safety closures might be needed now through February. This is CPR News in KRCC.